Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Benecast Media. 10,000!
This is the Washington Nationals Minutecast.
Hello and welcome into this edition of the Washington Nationals Minutecast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all of the major podcast platforms. So when you're using your podcatcher of choice, make sure and hit that follow or subscribe button. That way you will know when the new podcasts are available. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. This podcast is brought to you by TalkNats. Check them out online. TalkNats.com. This episode is also brought to you by Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free worldwide shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST. That's get 20% off plus free worldwide shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at Manscaped.com. So I think it's a safe thing to say that this Washington Nationals season didn't go quite according to script, but we knew that change was going to take place. And that all started last year when they let go of Trey Turner. And Max Scherzer sent him out to the Dodgers, and we started getting players in return that are going to be the building blocks of this team. You got Ruiz, you got Josiah Gray. And I know Josiah Gray, some people say, you know, is he the guy that, you know, everyone thought he was going to be? He gives up a lot of home runs and that kind of thing. I think that Josiah Gray is a bit of a raw talent, but I do think he has great potential, and I do think that he is going to be one of the cornerstones of the Washington Nationals pitching. So I think going forward, like I say, when you take a look at him now, he is a younger man, you know, and when you take a look at him when he was on the Dodgers, still a young guy, but a prospect that shows promise, and I do think that, like I said, he is going to be one of the cornerstones of the Nationals pitching rotation. And then as you take a look at this season, you know, the Nationals moved on from Juan Soto and Josh Bell. And at the time, it seemed like it was kind of, you know, maybe not the wisest decision to make. But this was a team that needed to make change because, you know, what, you know, the big players, the big contracts, it did not seem likely that they were going to be able to re-sign those players. So it was only wise to try to get as much as you possibly could in return, because let's face it. Juan Soto, they were never going to come to terms with signing him on this team. It was one of the things where his agent kind of just kept saying, you know, you can make me an offer, but, you know, ultimately we knew it wasn't going to be enough. So then they added Josh Bell to that deal to maximize the return. And I think they did that. And it's already, you know, showing dividends already. But with Abrams on the team, this was an article by Mark Zuckerman. He was saying this was undoubtedly the worst of the Nationals' 18 seasons since they arrived in the district in 2005. They lost more games than the awful 08-09 teams. The rotation's 5.97 ERA was far worse than the dreadful 2006 5.37. or 2020 5.38 starters numbers. Their 17-59 record and .224 winning percentage against the National League East was not only the worst in club history, it was the worst in major league history since divisional play began in 1969. So things can only look up for this Nationals team. And it's, you know, at times a bit hard to even watch this team. You know, to be honest with you, some of the players that were out on the field, you almost had to do a Google search to see who, in fact, these players were. And, you know, that's why they had to make change. And, you know, I think they're making steps in the right direction. And I know it's hard to say that, or it's hard to see it now when this team is playing as poor as they've been playing. But, you know, I think, you know, with all the returns they got in these trades over the last couple of years with the Max Scherzer, Juan Soto deal, it can only get better from here. So how could the Nationals try to claim the 2022 season was successful? They can't. What can they do is try to replenish the farm system, which, you know, has been depleted over the years, and hope that a lot of these players that they got in return can actually be great building blocks, helping them move forward. This is something that you don't like to do, General Manager Mike Rizzo said. We've done it many times, many years ago, and produced 10 years of successful baseball after that. So there's hope. That's our blueprint, and that's the plan we have.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moving forward, it's going to take some time until anyone knows if this plan worked, if it was all worth it. The 2023 Nationals, while hopeful, almost certainly won't be better enough to contend for their first postseason berth since the magical 19 season. But you know, that again, there was no way that Scherzer was ever going to re-up with the Nationals. It wasn't going to happen. Of all the players that left, for me as a fan of the Nationals, the Trey Turner, losing him hurt the most. I know they have someone in Abrams that, you know, has stepped up, but Trey Turner hurt the most. He was a dynamic player. He could hit, and he was one of the best fielding shortstops ever, if you ask me. They will head into next season with a few potential cornerstones to their next contender. CJ Abrams needs experience, but the 22-year-old clearly has the skill set to be a dynamic all-around shortstop. Keibart Ruiz, despite an unfortunate early end to his first full big league season, looks like a franchise catcher. Lane Thomas, Luis Garcia, and 30-year-old rookie slugger Joey Meneses all opened up eyes over the last 2 months and could be a long-term piece, though each still needs to prove it over a full season. And, you know, Meneses was one of the guys that really kind of came on and surprised, a bit of an older player to come on and do such a good job. But, you know, if that is some raw potential, you know, if those guys can actually extend that great play over a full season, then I think that, you know, things are looking up for this team. I think it all starts with starting pitching. Manager Davey Martinez says the teams in our division, their starting pitching is really, really, really good. If we don't have starting pitching, it will be tough. And that has always been one of the biggest bugaboos of this Nationals team for as long as I can remember, is pitching. They never have that really solid pitching. They've had it, you know, at times, you know, when Scherzer was on there in 2019, it was pretty good. But as far as I can remember, starting pitching, and even more for me, is relief pitching. How many times did great Nationals pitchers get this team, you know, they've kept them in the game, they haven't allowed a lot of runs, and then the relief pitcher comes in and kind of just blows it all. So I think that a starting rotation with good building blocks, and just to solidify that bullpen, which has been dreadful for years. So I guess it remains to be seen. You know, then you could take a look at Cade Cavalli, one of the guys that you've heard his name for years. When will he come to fruition? Cavalli, one of the top rated pitching prospects in baseball this season, finally made his major league debut August 30th against the Reds. Then he got beat around for 7 runs in 4 1/3 inning, then landed on the 15-day disabled list with right shoulder inflammation, then had to be shut down again with discomfort return as he ramped up throwing. You know, just taking a look at him, you take a look at Cade Cavalli. Can he actually become a legit MLB pitcher for the Nationals? I guess it remains to be seen. At this point right now, I guess I would call Cade Cavalli a green banana. What I mean by that is, you know, he will be good at some point, but at this moment right now, he still is just a prospect. He is just a bit of folklore. And if he actually ever, you know, gets to that level of what he's slated to be, I guess that remains to be seen. Gray did not make it through his first full season healthy, racking up 148 and two-third innings and 28 starts, but those were some awfully erratic starts with three double-digit strikeout performances. This has to be, you know, one thing that he has to work on. There are three extremely talented young pitchers that have a huge upside. Rizzo said, we're going to have to give them an opportunity to continue their progression and perform next year, and we're going to be counting on them and others in our minor league system to take the mantle and become the next rotation of a championship caliber team. And that is what we can hope for here from this Nationals team. Building blocks. Hopefully these players can finally turn it around and help this Nationals team. You know, it just seems like the 2019 was this blip on the radar. And then, you know, normally you don't see such a sudden descent into such a poor team. But like I say, there are some building blocks. And if the Nationals can nurture them and, you know, they can get that starting pitching, they can get that relief pitching. You know, if Abrams and Meneses and these other guys, Cade Cavalli and Keibert Ruiz, if they can all be the players that they thought and we thought they could be, then I think the future for this Nationals team is bright. All right, again, once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Washington Nationals Minute Cast. Once again, take 20% off plus free worldwide shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST. And also thanks to TalkNats.com for helping promote the show. All right, my name is Dan Holme, and I'll talk to you again next time.